بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah bless all of you. Rasulullah ﷺ said, for people who take the trouble, who go in search of knowledge, the angels spread their wings for them to walk over. And all of creation, and Rasulullah ﷺ said, including ants in the anthills and the fish in the sea, they pray and make dua for that person. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among those who will be counted, among those who went in search of knowledge, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this course beneficial for all of you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause this to be a witness for us on the day when we will meet Him. Now, by definition, obviously, because I'm going to be speaking about Islam and there will be bits of Quran and so on and so forth, and also technical terminology, then I'm going to leave the questions to you. Whatever you don't understand, just raise your hand, throw an egg or whatever, and then I'll answer the question. So if you don't ask me, I don't tell you, right? I'm assuming that you know it, inshallah. The purpose of knowledge, or the benefit of knowledge, comes when you take the time and trouble and effort to seek it. And so therefore, I think that is a very important thing. Twice I said to Arab that I'm going to ask you to bring your notepads or whatnot, take notes, ask questions, because all of this is beneficial, right? So make the effort. It's worth it. The title of this course is, what do we believe? And by we meaning, what do we Muslims believe? Now, this is a very important part, because Islam is not the name of a race or a nationality or anything like that. It's the name of a set of beliefs. And anybody who believes those things in their heart and who lives by them is a Muslim. And it doesn't matter which nationality, race, or whatnot, right? So it is very important, therefore, to know what is it that we as Muslims believe. So let me ask you the question: How many of you believe that we Muslims, we believe in one God? Wrong answer. Wrong answer. Why? We do not believe in one God. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? If somebody says, I believe only in Jesus as God, I believe only in Ganesha as God, only one God, nobody else, is that person a Muslim? No. The belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that name and with what we understand by that, which we will talk about inshallah. We say la ilaha illa what? Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. You say la ilaha illa ilahun wahida? No. You don't say there's no one worthy of worship except one God. No. He says, there's no one worthy of worship except Allah. Right? So, la ilaha illallah. This is just like a trailer or a tester to the thing. How many of you know what we know as the Iman Mufassil, the detailed definition of Iman in Arabic? Anybody? Nobody? So, make that into your First job, don't go to bed tonight without memorizing it. I'm asking you really kindergarten level questions, not even preschool level questions. So nothing to be ashamed of. Everyone starts somewhere. We have to learn, but also be aware of the fact that this is stuff that you should know in your sleep. Now, Iman Mufassil, which is the detailed Iman, what do Muslims believe? If somebody asks you, tell me one sentence. The sentence is, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa ba'asa ba'ad al-maut wa qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal yawm al-akhir. Right? And you can get the order this way or that way, but that's the whole thing. So, what does it mean? It means, Amantu billah. I believe in Allah. Wa malaikatihi. And I believe in His angels. Wa kutubihi. And I believe in His books. Wa rusulihi. And I believe in His prophets and messengers. Wal yawm al-akhiri. And I believe in the last day. وَقَدْرِهِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And I believe in destiny, the good of it and the bad of it are both from Allah. وَبَعْثَ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And I believe in being resurrected after death. Right? Is it clear, everybody? Yes? Now, why is this important? Why is this belief important? Why is Aqidah important? Because, as I mentioned to you, that is what Islam is. Islam is to believe clearly, voluntarily, consciously, totally, without doubts, and then to live by that belief. So, to give you just one example, supposing I say, I believe in Allah. So what must follow? No, not malaika. You say, I believe in Allah. Therefore, what must happen? Yes. You follow what He commanded us to do. What is the number one commandment of that? Salah, khalas. Right? Why? Because you said, when you enter Islam, what do you say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. What does it mean? That there's no nothing worthy of worship. See how much you got to learn, right? Fundamental. It's very, very, very important. There's no one worthy of worship. Therefore, ilah. What is ilah? What you said is not entirely wrong. I'm just sort of putting it like a little bit. I mean, saying God is worthy of worship, but it is specific to very, very clear, right? So you say no one worthy of worship. If you say no one worthy of worship, therefore what must you do? Worship, exactly. So supposing I say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I believe that there's no one worthy of worship except Allah, but I don't pray. Then by my not praying, I have denied my statement that there's no one worthy of worship except Allah. So that is why in Islam, the emphasis on action. Islam is about being just to people. So what must you do? Be just. Don't oppress anybody. I can't say Islam believes in justice and then I go and you know, grab somebody else's property or something. No. Doesn't work like that. Has to be, the belief has to be translated into actual action. Islam is the name of a practice. It's not just the name of a theology. It's not a philosophy. It's not a school of thought. Right? It's the name of a practice. A Muslim is the one who practices Islam. Why do we need to learn about Islam? So that we can practice it. So obviously, the theory is important because unless you know the theory, how do you practice it? But if you know the theory and you don't practice, then you're not a Muslim. You can know. Anybody can learn about Islam just like anybody can learn about anything. And you can know, and I happen to know people who are extremely knowledgeable. They have the Arabic language, they know the Arabic language at a native speaker, native knower level, right? They have memorized parts of the Quran as well, because, you know, for their teaching, mostly they're professors, so to teach and so on, so they know many ayat of the Quran and so on and so forth. But they're not Muslim. So knowing all of that doesn't make them Muslim. Islam is the name of a practice. One who practices Islam is a Muslim. The one who does not practice Islam is not a Muslim. And that's the choice you make. It's up to you. And that's why I say that's the difference between an Islamic scholar and a Muslim scholar. And an Islamic scholar is anybody who learns about Islam. Doesn't have to be a Muslim. But a Muslim scholar is a Muslim first, and then he's a scholar, or she's a scholar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Islam in Surah Al-Hujurat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means only those people are believers who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, and afterwards they do not doubt. So ask all the questions in the world you want to ask. Once you have satisfied yourself, once you enter Islam, then no doubt. Right? So Islam is not blind faith. Sometimes people ask you, what is blind faith? It's not blind faith. It's faith with knowledge. Why do we obey Allah? Because we know Allah. Why do we obey and believe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because we know him, and we know the fact that he was on the truth. And this is how we negotiate and navigate life, right? If you go to a physician, before going to the physician, you satisfy yourself that this person is the right physician for me to see. Once you go there, you don't ask him for his degree and his certificates and say, how do I know you are a physician? No. That's something for you to determine before you go into his office. But once you are in there, you are there from a position of belief. Yes, I know this person, this is the right person. He or she knows this stuff, and I'm in need of them, and therefore I'm here. And then the physician says, look, do this, do that, take this medicine, don't take that medicine, eat this, don't eat that. You don't question, you do it. So if somebody says you blindly have faith in, no, I don't have blind faith in the physician. I made sure that this is the right person before I entered the office. But once I've entered the office, alhamdulillah, I trust. So our trust in Islam is based on knowledge. There's no mythology in Islam. There are no stories in Islam. There's no, fairy tales. No. Islam is a religion which is based on dalil, on evidence. And that's the reason why it's important to learn it.
أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.